Padavi, Kumar, Sheshe, Siddhai, Rudhi, Vimsa, Sadhana, स एवाजाक्ष्णो यत्परिचरसि वृत्यानवसिना देवावोचु प्राकल्पापे स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्या कृतम् त्वमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिलभूतकेन्द्रियाभिशयने पुमांशेषे सिद्धये हृदि विमृषथाध्यात्मपदभिः स एवाद्याक्ष्णो यपदि चरसि वृत्यानवसि देवावोचु पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्या विकृतम् त्वमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिलभूतकेन्द्रियाधिशयने पुमांशेषे सिद्धैर्हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्मपदवी स एवाद्याक्ष्णो यपदि चरसि वृत्यानवसिना देवौजु पुराकल्पापे स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्या विकृतम् त्वमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिलपुरकेन्द्रादिशयने पुमांशेषे सिद्धैर्हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्मपदभिः स एवाद्याक्ष्णो यपदि चरसि वृत्यानवसिना देवाऊचु पुराकल्पापाये स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्य विकृतम् त्वमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिलपुरकेन्द्रातिशयने पुमांशेषे सिद्धैर्हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्मपदवी स एवाद्याक्ष्णो यपति चरसि वृत्यानवसिनः देवौचु पुराकल्पापये स्वकृतम् उदरीकृत्य विकृतम् त्वमेवाद्यस्तस्मिन् सलिल उरगेन्द्रादिशयने पुमांशेषे सिद्धैर्हृदि विमृषिताध्यात्मपदभिः स एवाद्याक्ष्णो ह्यपति सरसि वृत्यान्नवसिरा
Deva,
Deva,
demigod,
demigod,
Uchu,
Uchu,
Se, Ura,
Ura,
formerly,
formerly,
Kalpapaye,
Kalpapaye,
and the devastation of the Kalpa,
and the devastation of the Kalpa,
Swakritam,
Swakritam,
self-produced,
Udani
Kritya,
Udari Kritya,
having drawn from your abdomen,
having drawn from inhabitants,
Vikritam,
Vikritam,
effect
from
you,
Eva,
certainly,
Adhya,
original,
Tasmin,
in that,
man,
Salile,
Salile,
water,
Urugendra,
Urugendra,
Esha,
Esha,
Adishayani,
Adishayani,
on the bed,
Puman,
personality,
Seshe, taking rest,
Siddhai,
by the liberated souls,
Pridhi,
in the heart,
Vimrishita,
meditated on,
Adhyatma Padavi,
after philosophical speculation,
contemplation.
Sa. He.
He.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Adya.
Adya.
Now.
Now.
Akshno.
Akshno.
Of both eyes.
Of both eyes.
Ya.
Ya.
Who.
Who.
Pati.
Pati.
On the path.
On the path.
Charasi.
Charasi.
Yumu.
Yumu.
Vrityan.
Vrityan.
Servants.
Servants.
Avasi.
Avasi.
Protect.
Protect.
Na.
Na.
Us.
Us.
Translation, then God said, Dear Lord, formerly when there was a devastation, you conserved all the different energies of material manifestation. At that time, all the inhabitants of the higher planets, represented by such liberated souls as Sanaka, were meditating anew by philosophical speculation. You are therefore the original person, and you rest in the water of devastation on the bed of Chesha Snake. Now, today, you are visible to us, who are all your servants. Please give us protection. Purport, the devastation indicated in this verse is the partial devastation of the lower planets within the universe when Lord Brahma goes to sleep. The higher planetary systems beginning with Mahaloka, Janaloka, and Tapaloka are not inundated at the time of this devastation. The Lord is the creator as indicated in this verse because the energies of creation are manifested through his body. And after annihilation, he conserves all the energy within his abdomen. Another significant point in this verse is the demigod said, We are all your servants. Give us your protection. The demigods depend on the protection of Vishnu. They are not independent. Bhagavad Gita therefore condemns the worship of demigods because there is no need of it, and clearly states that only those who have lost their senses go to asking favors of the demigods. Generally, if anyone has material desires to be fulfilled, you can ask Vishnu instead of going to demigods. Those who worship demigods are not very intelligent. Besides that, demigods say, we are your eternal servants. So, those who are servants or devotees of the Lord are not very much concerned with fruitive activities, the performance of the described yogas, or mental speculation. They simply serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead sincerely, with love and faith, performing everything with that loving service. And the Lord gives such devotees direct protection. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Simply surrender unto me, and I will give you protection from all the reactions of sinful activities. This material world is so created that one has to act sinfully, knowingly, unknowingly, unless his life is dedicated to Vishnu, is to suffer all the reactions of sinful activities. But one who surrenders and dedicates his life for the service of the Lord has direct protection from the Lord. He has no fear of suffering from sinful activities, nor does he desire, willingly or unwillingly, to do anything which is sinful. Demigod said, Dear Lord, formerly when there was a devastation, you conserved all the different energies of material manifestation. At that time, all the inhabitants of the higher planets represented by such liberated souls as Sanaka, or meditating on you by philosophical speculation. You are therefore the original person, and you rest in the water of devastation on the bed of the Shesha snake. And now, today, you are visible to us, who are all your servants. Please give us protection. So, here the devatas speak. As we know, the devatas are appointed by the Lord for functions regarding operation of the material world. And if we look at the creation itself in terms of Prakriti and Ahamkara and Gunas and production of mind and the senses and the sense objects and the material elements, we'll find included in that is devatas. They are elements, actually, of creation. Of course, the jivas are not created, but the posts of the devatas are created. The reason is that material world is made of matter, bodies are made of matter, the souls inhabit the bodies. How do they enjoy matter? They have to enjoy matter through their senses. The senses in the body contact matter, and through that there is a sense of enjoyment. The soul is the conscious element, and the interaction of senses and objects with the sense objects such as smell, etc., creates the feeling of enjoyment. But that does not really take place unless there is a devata also. So we'll have the sense, and we'll have the sense object, and we'll have the object of matter, and we have a devata to connect everything together so that it operates properly. How does your sense operate in relation to the object and the sense object? How does it connect together? So the devata is involved in helping this function so that one can enjoy the material. So those devatas are inherent in the creation from prakriti. The elements are produced from prakriti, and included there is the mind and the senses and the sense objects and the gross material elements and the devatas, all functioning together to give enjoyment to the living entities. And throughout the day of Brahma, different jivas take up the role of devatas and help the jivas enjoy this material world. At the same time, not only they help your senses, but they are integral to karma, karma yoga. So as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, you have to worship the devatas, and then your needs are supplied. This, of course, again, is related to the senses. We need food to go in the body, and we need different everything for our enjoyment and our sustenance and whatever existence. So these are supplied by the devatas, and they help our senses operate to get them. So therefore we have to do yajna, or worship, in order to keep everything functioning properly, so we can get the objects, so we can enjoy the objects with the senses. All this is necessary. We have to do the yajna, and we please all the devatas, then we're happy in the material world. We survive, we get some enjoyment. So this is the system of karma. You worship the devatas, you respect the devatas, and they will supply everything for you, and your senses can enjoy nicely. So this system is set up by the Lord. And the devatas are there to fulfill that function. So under the order of the Supreme Lord, they supply things to the living entities, and that way they can get their maintenance, etc. So we may ask, why does the Lord help them enjoy the material world if we're supposed to get out of the material world? Answer is that, one, we have to survive also in order to get out, so we need a body, and our senses have to operate properly. Then we can perform activities like jnana, yoga, and bhakti. And if we don't have a body that's functioning properly, we can't do that. So therefore, there is some maintenance required. So how to do that? One method is worship the devatas. Everything is supplied. So this is the basic method. First you do karma yoga. Once you're established, then you go on to other things. So that is the method instituted by the kings and the manus, etc. in karma yoga, and then go on later to other things. Now, of course, the other process is don't do anything, just do bhakti. And one gets the same result. Because it is said in Bhagavatam that if you water the root, all the branches are satisfied. So if you worship Vishnu, all the devatas are satisfied. So you don't have to do worship all the devatas, you simply worship Vishnu, and that means your senses operate properly and you survive in the material world with sufficient maintenance so you can perform devotional service. So this is a simpler process. This is a direct process. The other process is indirect. Worship the devatas, get your comforts of life and your maintenance, then go on to jnana and other things. Other process is simply worship the Lord, and you reach the highest level, and everything is supplied anyway. So then we may ask, well, why have the other process at all? Everyone should just worship the Supreme Lord. That should be the process available. And the answer to that is that some people don't want to do that. They would rather enjoy in the material world. So, to help them enjoy the material world, then the karma is supplied. Enjoy, but also worship the Lord and worship the devas. So there's some condition put on their enjoyment. If they want enjoyment without any worship at all, either of the Lord or the devas, then they accrue karma and they suffer. So there is some punishment for not following the rules of dharma. This is for the people who are on the lowest level. We want to enjoy. Therefore, if you want to enjoy, you have to follow certain conditions. If we are beyond that desire for simple enjoyment, and we simply want to, we have faith in the Lord, then we worship the Lord, and we don't have to follow this system at all. So, these two systems are supplied in the Vedas, direct system and indirect system, both through the whole process of karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti, or just do bhakti yoga. So the Bhagavatam says the other one's actually cheating because it doesn't work in Kali Yuga, particularly. So therefore, throw a karma, jnana, yoga completely, and simply do bhakti. That is the Bhagavatam's conclusion. And bhakti is independent of the others. It is necessary for the others to operate properly, and it does not depend on the other processes at all. And it can be done immediately. So therefore, Bhagavatam finally concludes that as the process to follow. So here the demigods make it clear that they are not in charge. They are asking protection from the Supreme Lord. So this is another principle which we'll find in the Bhagavatam. The Lord comes and he destroys the enemies of Indra. He destroys the enemies of the devatas. Some demons sometimes become powerful and they interrupt the process of dharma and they interfere with the devatas. If that happens, how can anyone live properly in the material world? Therefore the Lord kills the demons and restores the devatas so that they can carry out their functions properly. So here they say, you have to protect us. You have to make sure that our position is secure in this material world so we can carry out our functions. So they are not independent. They are dependent upon the Supreme Lord also for carrying out the functions in the material world and supplying to the living entities what is required. So this is the position of devatas. They describe here that actually at the end of the day they all disappear. Vishnu remains, but they're gone. So this indicates that they are temporary. Their bodies are all temporary. So it's described at the end of the day of Brahma, the water rises up above Svargaloka, so the devatas are finished. There's no place for them to live anymore. And then at night time, nothing happens. So therefore, devatas are all useless ultimately. And who remains? Vishnu remains. He is there when all the worlds are in darkness and under the water. So the Lord survives when nobody else survives. So this again indicates that the Lord is superior to the devatas. So in the sacrifice here, all the devatas were being worshipped also. But they're indicating that the proper thing is that everything should ultimately be offered to Vishnu.
We cannot please give up all the value for worship. I mean, all the type of religion and commitment to him. But Prabhupada said, Hindus are anyway worshipping the demigod, we therefore need a very authority.
Yeah, if one follows that, for those who are less intelligent, Krishna gives this alternative, worship the devatas, etc. Don't disturb the minds of the unintelligent people, he also says. At the same time, in Kali Yuga we should understand that these processes don't really work properly. So whatever they're following of devata worship actually is not very successful. It will not lead anywhere. And that is why Narada Muni told Vyasadeva, all of this, all these Puranas are useless. You're talking about worship of Shiva and Brahma and whatever. It's not going to work. You're trying to accommodate the people and who have no faith and encourage them to worship devatas, but actually it's not going to work. Kali Yuga will not work. They'll get stuck in karma and they will never get any further. So therefore, simply tell them to do bhakti.
My highest sense in bhakti yoga, they don't ask from the Lord. Highest sense in bhakti yoga, they don't ask, they just give the Lord. And we see, they don't ask for protection. Please protect me. Is it right to ask for protection or just give them the Lord?
Well, highest don't ask, only ask for service. That is the highest. Of course, if one wants the service, one may need protection also. But that's not the main thing. It's not that that's the constant desire. The main thing is to want to do service to the Supreme Lord. For those on the lower level, then they may want many things. They may want relief from distress. They may want material enjoyment forever. That is called mixed bhakti. And you want liberation, that is Jnanasura bhakti. So there are many forms of bhakti. Still, these are preferable to no bhakti. Even mixed bhakti is better than no bhakti.
Guru Maharaj and Bhakti decided that after worshipping Vishnu from Bhakti side, but then all the Bhakti decides to disappear. So it's done more.
Yeah, so it is possible that we go from mixed bhakti to pure bhakti. And may not work like that also. One may continue with those desires also. And get liberation by the mercy of the Lord with some sort of slight mixture. But it is also very likely that through mixed bhakti one can come to pure bhakti. So he got to pure bhakti by seeing the Lord and getting blessed by the Lord.
All the yogis are chanting these mantras, but still they will be liberated, isn't it?
You can get liberation with Nambas, but you don't get Krishna.
Yeah,
the pure name. Pure chanting. Not necessarily. If they get good proper association, they do a pure name. But if they don't, they may continue with Nambas. Well, we should not think of the devatas as on our level. Sometimes they may show aspects of what look like material qualities, as Shiva may, but we should not put them on our level. They're actually devotees of the Lord, so they have a special relationship with the Lord. They're empowered by the Lord. Not like Shaktivacharya, not so much power, but nevertheless empowered. So the Manus are in this category, devatas are in this category.
Can we chant some specific Vedic mantra, Nasi mantra, to get rid of our illness? Bhakti yoga is like a mantra or just?
Well, things like that are there, like in Hari Bhakti Vilas and whatever, but actually that's not part of pure bhakti. We're not doing bhakti to get those results.
That's not our... The faith is less,
I mean. Yeah, you could say that.
When Indra sent down this storm on the residents of Vrindavan, is that
Lila? I think we can take it like that also. Yeah. But of course we also understand that they are not, that they are not on the same level as devotees as the people of Vrindavan or even the people of Vaikuntha, whatever. So therefore it is possible for them to make mistakes sometimes, even though they are devotees of the Lord. But we can take that also as some sort of pastime of the Lord.
Garantra Sri Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His Holiness Bal Maharaj ki jai.
Jai 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 Jai.
Thank you. Thank you.